prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 10 May 2021. Welcome to tonight's program. We're going to bring up a special guest in a minute. Hadn't been on with me before, I don't believe, any time in the past, and I've been on radio a long time. His name is Alan Stevo. We're going to be discussing some different issues. Don't go away. You're going to want to hear this, I promise. Before I go to guests, though, I'm going to offer for what this week, and then I won't quit. Not too many people seem to be interested in it. The King James Bible information I've been promised in a packet put together. A 62-page packet. 62 pages long, folks. And why we use KJV. And why the other ones are perversions. It's proven as to why you shouldn't use the NKJV and the NIV and all the rest of them. It's proven. And we'll send to you, folks, a donation if you can do it, $15. But we want you to have it, and I do mean that. We're still offering space right now for the 2-for-1 on Rib Sleep and Tranquil. You can buy 2-of-1 or 1 of each for the price of 1. And the Vitamir toothpaste is on sale this month, 10% off if you get it now and get it quick. And we're going to offer the DVD with 20 plus doctors. Warning against the vaccine, showing this scam of what's going on, and not just American doctors, folks, doctors from all the world, 20, I think about 24 of them altogether, plus additional info that Phil, our producer, put on there, about an hour and a half long video for $10. The only reason I ask for money for it is to pay your expenses, but we offer it to you if you want it. And I promise you, folks, this video will change anybody's mind who wants to see the truth. And also, a lot of people out there listening to this broadcast do not have internet access. They can't go to our website, pastorbutch.com. If you can go there, folks, you look under health news or COVID hoax and find that dozens and dozens of articles on there that prove that we're being taken down the road into the beast system. The Bible, this study I did is 4 hours long, from the mass to the mark. It's still available, folks, to donation of $20. It's powerful. It's a 4-hour-long DVD. I suggest DVD. If you want to use CD, you can, but I suggest DVD because of what we show on it. But these are things that we're offering here. But we're going to put together a packet of hard copy information about the COVID hoax. We'll make it available. Anybody wants it, just by sending a donation. As a matter of fact, I'm going to suggest a donation, and this won't cover it, but $10 or whatever you can afford. I want to get it in your hands. If you can't afford to send a donation for it, tell me, we'll send it to you free. I don't do this very often because we simply can't afford to. But this information needs to be gotten out there because they're going to push harder and harder for more vaccinations. It's coming a time when you will not cross a state border, folks, without the proper passport. Yes, it's coming. I guarantee this. It's all part of the beast system. You're going to see another episode come through here soon. Another, I don't know, they're going to say it's another type of COVID that the shots didn't help. And of course, it can't help them because viruses mutate. You can't, it's like the flu virus. You cannot vaccinate against a virus. You're taking a shot in a billion to get the right one. But these are not vaccinations anyway. These are totally DNA-changing organisms that will mess you up the rest of your life and probably, and I'm going to say this very clearly, I hope I'm wrong. I pray I'm wrong. You better pray I'm wrong. But for the folks that got the vaccines, I'm going to say from 6 months out to 2 years, you're going to see all kinds of health problems and maybe even death. I'm going to say that because I'm pretty sure I'm right on that. I will never say it if other doctors that I've listened to didn't back me up on that. I'm almost certain it's going to happen. So we're going to put together a packet before this Thursday. If you want a packet, you call our number 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, please call us at 304-846-4448. And tell Lisa you want the packet about COVID. If you can give a donation of $10, $15, whatever you can afford, folks, we'd appreciate it very, very much. Use a credit card, debit card, or get the address and write to us. Or if you can't afford it, tell us, I don't have $10. We're going to put one together anyway. We're going to send it to you. That's as fair as I can get. Because it's so important that you get this out to your friends and family. Along with the DVD from the 20-plus doctors. I'm doing everything in my power to give you this information so you maybe save somebody's life. And who knows, maybe their soul. That's the best I know to do, folks. Offering you the packet on the Word of God and King James Bible, offering the DVD on the doctors. Just hey, this is don't do this, don't do the vaccine. Put together a packet so you can understand more about it and share with your friends. I'm doing all I can, but for the glory of God and for the sake of the people listening to this program. So please take advantage of it. All right, we're going to go to our guest now. His name is Alan Stevo. This man he wrote a book entitled Face Mask in One Lesson. He's also exposing the complete idiocy of the left and the cancel culture and Dr. Seuss being a racist and all this nonsense, total complete nonsense that's been crammed down our throats. You know why they're shooting us full of all manner of poisons? They got us distracted with all kinds of nonsense. Nonsense, folks, nonsense. And we're seeing this happen more and more every day. The news media plays it up, and the people are either misinformed or scared to death or both. And are you there, Alan?
Pastor Butch, it is a joy to be with you, sir.
It's good to have you, my friend. It truly is. It truly is good to have you. Now, you called me from where again? What state you in?
I'm on the left coast in hardcore lockdown land in California.
Oh, my gracious. Bless your heart. Why do you stay there?
I'm in one of the big cities. Well, why do I stay here? If we abandon the place, there's no one left to save it.
Good point. Well, let's just put it this way. I'm glad you're there and I'm here. Go ahead.
There is. If you would have caught me 6 months ago, I would have said, you know, I really don't know what I'm doing here anymore either, except for a few family ties and things like that. But there's a book I came across. It's called, my preacher said to me, you have a look at this. It's called God, Glory, and Gold by a preacher named Fellaini, Falany, and the man says America was dedicated to God at its founding, and California is the state most dedicated to God at its founding. And he makes an argument for that. He makes an argument for what a special state it is, with a special history, a very special Christian history, how many crusades and missions came from this place. And by the time I was halfway through the book, I said to myself, wow, this is a much more special place than I realized. California is worth fighting for. I have no question about it. And if everyone runs away from places like this, it's not a red state, blue state problem. If you're not willing to go to your school board meeting, if you're not willing to go to your council meeting, if you're not willing to make sure that the local state senator knows who you are and what you think about things, you're going to bring that same apathy with you to the red state you go to. So you can't just walk away. You can't just stop fighting everywhere. So I'm here to make a stand.
Amen to that. Well, tell the folks a little bit about Alan Stevo. Who are you? Where'd you come from? Give us some background.
Oh, thank you. I grew up on the south side of Chicago, and I've been writing about liberty issues for almost 20 years now. I write at a website, lourockwell.com. That's a place I love writing. I worked on political campaigns for a bunch of years. I worked on Ron Paul's campaign in 2008 and 2012. I got to work on Rand Paul's campaign, and those were wonderful times. When the lockdowns came around, I had people writing me saying, "Hey, you know, I was writing about the lockdown, saying this is a bunch of nonsense that we're doing. We're going the Chinese way instead of the American way, which is individual liberty instead of this Chinese authoritarianism." And I said, "Hey, this is no good." So people were writing me saying, "Hey, face mask, face mask, face mask. This is the big problem right now." And I got to writing about that. And the book you mentioned, Face Masks in One Lesson, that book basically wrote itself. There were a few hundred people and I communicating with each other by email saying in New Hampshire, what works for you to not wear a face mask at the grocery store? In Arizona, what works for you to not wear a face mask at the botanical garden? In California, what works for you to not wear a face mask at the doctor? And we were bouncing ideas off of each other by email, and before you knew it, the book was written.
Well, you know, I did a teaching, it's been a few months ago now, entitled From the Mask to the Mark, and the tie-in is so obvious. I mean, this mask was not just here in the United States. This was a worldwide mandate. You know that. And people have been, as a whole, have caved into it. Now, on the 20th of next month, June 20th, is what we call, the day that we become a state, according to Congress, and we never were made a legal state, but we become a state June 20th, 1863. So they're going to lift the mask mandate on June 20th. I'm anxious to see how many people still will wear a mask after the mandate's lifted. I truly am. I'm anxious to see how many people will still go down the road scared to death and wear this mask. Because it is simply a lead-in to so many people will follow the fear of the beast and say, "Well, you can't buy or sell with whatever this is going to be, so you're going to have to take it." And people are going to take it. The mass is going to take it. I promise you, the Bible says that. So anyway, the book Face Mask in One Lesson, give us a quick synopsis on that.
Absolutely. And I will, as deep as you want to go, I'll tell you all the secrets. I don't care if people buy it or not. That's not what I'm here for. But I'm here to convince your audience, those people who don't believe in this face mask anymore, I just want you to stop wearing it. And the book makes it so easy to stop wearing the face mask, to never wear it again. And the first 10 pages of the book give you 95% of what you need to know. And most people don't even have to read past there. It works so well. But the basics are having a look, and almost no one does this. Have a look at your local order. Just see what it says. Look it up on the internet. You're going to find somewhere buried in paragraph 8, 9, 10, you're going to find some exemptions to the order. It's going to say, you need to do this and that and that and that and that. Then by paragraph 8, it's going to say, and if you're 5 years old or younger, you don't have to do this. If you're in a religious service, is what the state of Michigan says. If you're in a religious service, you don't have to wear a face mask. Sonoma County, California says, if you have trouble breathing while wearing a face mask, you don't need to wear a face mask. So if you just look at this order, you're gonna find some loopholes that you likely fit into. And from there, another thing that is just so easy, and this just works so well, and I'm not asking you to storm Omaha Beach. I'm not saying storm Omaha Beach, that's gonna protect your freedoms. I'm not saying spend your Christmas in a fetid French trench and that's gonna protect your freedoms. I'm not telling you that story. But if you can spend 3 minutes of inconvenience each time you're walking in the door of a grocery store, if you can make a phone call quickly and spend 3 minutes, you will really protect your freedoms. And you'll be surprised by how well this works. Get on the phone, you talk to the manager, ask for the manager, and you say, "Hi, my name's Alan. I see you have a face mask order. I was thinking about coming by in about 10 minutes. I was thinking about coming by at 2 p.m. tomorrow, whenever you're coming, I'm unable to wear a face mask safely. What can you do for me? That's almost always enough. You would be surprised how many managers just say, oh, okay, no problem. Overwhelmingly. Some people say other things, but we can get into that if you want. But that works so, so well. And I'm not asking anyone to lie. At this point, by May 2021, there have been so many studies about how the face mask harms people. I wonder if anyone can wear a face mask safely at this point.
Wow. And I haven't seen any copy of the book, so I'm sure it's going to be very interesting. If people want a copy of that, how can they get it from you?
Oh, sure. All the places you buy books online, you can get them, print books and electronic books. That might be Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Lulu or Apple or Google, those big companies. And what else someone can do, another thing someone can do, you can go to my website and sign up for the newsletter, and I'll send you out some videos, free videos that my team and I made that are real nice to watch and easy. They'll kind of give you the same little tidbits. And my website is realstevo.com. That's realstevo.com. And if you sign up at realstevo.com, you'll get a few emails here and there with some videos. And when things change with the face mask rules, you'll get maybe an update here or there. Just trying to make sure people stop wearing their face masks. Because like you said, Pastor Butch, it's not about the law. It's not about some bureaucrat saying, okay, now you have permission to breathe freely again. It's not about that. That's not enough. There's going to be people who keep wearing them. And what we need is for people to stop wearing them. You just need to be brave and do it, and people are going to get it. Because we have a limited amount of time right now. If we make it to the next influenza season, if we make it to September, which is every single year for a long, long time, that's when people start to get sick. For whatever reason, that's when it's happened. If it's still normal to wear a face mask everywhere around you or in certain circumstances, if it's normalized, it's going to be normalized for forever. We got a very small amount of time to stop this nonsense.
Fauci said that we should wear them every year, especially around flu season. That's what he said. He said that. But now, how many pages long is your book?
The book's 300 pages long, but you don't need to read it. It's a beautiful thing. It'll look nice on your bookshelf. You give it to your friends, they're going to love it. It feels real wonderful in the hand. You're going to get what you need in that first 10, 20 pages. And then it goes in depth from there. It applies the lesson. I just gave you some of the pointers there. It applies the lesson more. Well, what if you're at the doctor's office? What do you need to do that really, what kind of answers are they going to give you and what's really going to work? Or at the grocery store, what if they say no to you? Then what do you do? Well, there's two chapters on what to do when they say no. And so you can kind of jump around and, oh, I want to go to jury duty, but they say I have to wear a mask. Well, you don't actually have to. So it goes through all kinds of things from airplanes to grocery stores, et cetera.
But Alan, a lot of our folks do not have computers or not online. If they want to copy the book, how can they get one other than going online?
Ooh. Let's see.
Let me ask a question. How much do your books sell for normally?
About $20. Right about
$20. Well, folks, now, Alan, if you want to do this, if you'll send me a few copies, not a bunch, a few mm-hmm. of them, 8 or 10 mm-hmm. to start with, perhaps, and I'll see if I'll offer them through the ministry here, see who gets them. If those go, we'll get some more. But, folks, I'm going to offer this book through the ministry. If Alan will send them to me, we'll ship it out of here to you for $20 or whatever, plus postage. I said postage. Postage kills us. Let's just say $23 and get the book out to you, 300 pages long. And I think this would be a very interesting book to have, to know how to respond when people talk to you. So far, I've never been really challenged by the mask here in West Virginia. Not really challenged at all. I flew, last year when we took a flight, and I had a doctor's excuse, and they didn't make me wear one. So there are ways, folks, that you don't have to do this. You can say no. But if you'll trust me, send me a few of the books, Alan, then I will do my best offering the folks. Folks, you can call the office tomorrow. That donation of $23, including postage there. We'll get a copy of Alan's book to you. I think everybody out there listening tonight probably going to want to copy this. In the first 10 or 15 pages, we'll answer your questions mainly. If you want more detail, you'll have it. It'll be in your hand. So you call the office tomorrow. And Alan, you don't mind sending me a few copies, do you?
Absolutely not. I would love to. It'd be my honor.
All right, folks. All right. Well, during the break, I'll give them the address, and he'll send me a few copies, and you call tomorrow and get them. So how are people receiving the book as a whole? Are they enjoying it? Do they understand it? Are they arguing with it, or what?
Oh, the book, it became a bestseller its first week out. The book was very much needed. It remains to be needed. I've been on radio and TV speaking about it. I've been traveling, going to groups, speaking about it, teaching people how to just not wear their mask. And I the response, this is the response over and over again that makes me happiest. I didn't realize how easy it was. I can't believe I didn't do this sooner. That's what I hear over and over again.
Amen. That is wonderful. That is something that was very much needed. Very much needed. And folks, again, we're going to have them here as soon as we get from here, from wherever they are. I'll ask Alan to send us a few copies. We'll have them here hopefully by next week. You can call and order one, as I said, for $23. That includes shipping. And I hope you'll get it, because this may not open your eyes up to how to do this, but it's going to open up your friend's eyes. Our job, folks, is not just to learn for ourselves. Our job is to teach others, disciple others, show the truth to others. That's the job of everybody, especially Christians. You know, I was impressed when you're going to stay in California. I appreciate that. I really do. I've been in radio over 28 years. Never taken a salary out of the radio broadcast, just try to pay the bills. Because people need sometimes some guidance and encouragement. And if I can do that for somebody, it's worth the effort. So much worth the effort. And I appreciate what you said. You're going to stay where you needed and do what you can. And that's all of us can do. And that's all of us need to do. If we'd all do that, we wouldn't be in this mess. And that's a fact. Now, you also, amen, I understand, are trying to counter this cancel culture idiocy and the nonsense I see coming out of it. It's unbelievable. Did you know that classical music is now racist? I'm serious. Because it was composed by white composers. So it's racist. I'm not making this up at all. I wish I were making it up, but I'm not. This is where we're headed in a country that used to be made up of real men and women. That the old saying was, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me, has been forgotten. Today, the wrong word will get you put in jail. A lady in Florida, 77-year-old lady, ordered a hamburger, I think at Burger King somewhere down in a retirement community. The tomato wasn't sliced right, and she took it back to the counter, and I guess got an argument with the lady behind the counter. Said more than she probably should have, no doubt about it. Shouldn't have lost temper in the first place, but she did. The lady went to walk away, and she threw the burger at her and hit her in the back with the burger. Well, her and her husband left the restaurant. The cops coming got her, and they charged her with a assault, but it was a misdemeanor assault because it wasn't a deadly weapon. It was a hamburger. But, Alan, she got charged with a felony for using the N-word. How's that?
You know?
How's that? A felony. Her husband can't own guns. She can never vote again or anything if she's found guilty of this. I mean, this is ridiculous. But go ahead.
There's words I don't use. There's words I don't use that other people use, all kinds of words. But we got freedom of speech in this country, and you have the right to offend someone, and there's nothing wrong with that. And that's part of living in a free society. This idea of going to the government for every problem, all it does is grow the government. And what has to happen is we have to start getting comfortable with not going to the government for these things. There's a wonderful quote out there about the book. The book's not out in the world yet, but there's a man who writes about the importance of fathers in the world. He writes, "He who is afraid to anger or offend is not yet a man. He who is afraid to anger or offend is not yet a man."
Amen.
And
amen.
This is just something we got to remember, that it's our job to speak the truth. It's not our job to worry did I just anger someone? Did I just offend someone? It's our job to speak the truth. And we just gotta operate from that position, no matter who's trying to cancel us, no matter who's trying to silence us. That's what we have to operate from.
Well, you know, and it's not a matter that we do these things to anger people on purpose. It's not at all. I'm not a racist, and I don't use bad words to describe anybody. It's ridiculous. I don't need to do that. But it's got to the point now that people are so sensitive. You have to be afraid, almost too afraid to tell a lady, "Boy, you look nice today." That could get you on the Me Too report, you know? I mean, you never know these things. This is where we are in America, folks. We're a nation full of sissies, males and females. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, that, or verse 9, I always get that backward, that the effeminate men, not the homosexuals, the same verse, homosexuals in there, they're called abusers of themselves and mankind. The effeminate men, soft, womanish, easy hurt men, feelings hurt men, are effeminate, and they're going to hell. That's in your Bible. Read it for yourself. And Alan, if you see it wrong, and don't try to correct it, you're part of that wrong.
Oh, absolutely. This is something I hit on over and over again about the face mask topic. So face masks in one lesson. I started off with a study from the CDC. It is the best study of 2020 on face masks. It's in the CDC's Journal of Epidemiology called Emerging Infectious Disease. It came out May 2020. It came out 3 weeks after the political hacks at the CDC said, okay, everyone put your mask on. And the study says COVID's going to be a real thing. We got to figure out what's superstition and what really works. And this study says, unfortunately, that 10-cent polypropylene mask from Wuhan province strapped across your face just doesn't work to stop the spread of a respiratory virus. It says it looks at 14 other studies, and it says it just doesn't work for whatever reason. In theory, we think it might have a chance of working, but when we put it in practice, it just doesn't work. So when you put on that face mask, you're telling a lie. You're perpetuating a lie. When
absolutely.
You put your child in a face mask, you're perpetuating a lie. When you let your loved one be forced into a face mask and put them in that situation, you don't stop it from happening, you're perpetuating a lie. And you're showing that off to everyone around you. You're doing the same virtue signaling as everyone else is, as all the leftists are doing. But the difference is that they actually believe the nonsense they're virtue signaling, and you're just going along with it. When no one ever believed that Sodom and Gomorrah was going to ride to the rescue. San Francisco is not going to come to the rescue. New York, Washington, D.C., they're not going to come to the rescue. This is in the Bible. It wasn't going to come to the rescue. And through all time, there have been these people who have harmed themselves, and they do the things that harm themselves. We can't expect them to come to the rescue. Today, we call them liberals, those people who do things to harm themselves. There's always been groups of people, oh, forgive me, I was so going there.
Yeah, hang on through the break, folks. Hang on through the break. A lot more. And your phone calls, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to themana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing.
All righty, folks, we are back, and I would suggest that you do call Melody Houston ASAP. The price of precious metals are going up again, and they're going to get way out of sight pretty soon. I mean that. You ever called 800-375-4188, 800-375-4188. Again, we're talking to Alan Stevo about a book he wrote entitled Face Mask in One Lesson, and also the political correctness of the cancel culture, and on and on from there, the nonsense. Now, you were making a point, Alan. You go ahead and finish making a point before you went to break.
Oh, absolutely. I was saying that... You got groups of people who would have been, who are called liberals today or leftists. And that kind of group of people, they've always existed. You got groups of people who are a little bit more obedient and sheep-like to the wills of government or to whoever they feel is the best leader at the moment. Those groups of people have always existed. And those are not the variables. They exist throughout all time. And there's nothing scary about either of those people, and I try not to obsess about them too much, but there's a group of people I obsess about because they determine they mean so much in the direction of history. Those people are the moral backstop. Those people are the steel-spined people, the people who say enough is enough. And some periods in history, they just, for whatever reason, won't stand up and say enough is enough. Other periods in history, they say enough is enough, and no one crosses them. And it only takes a small number of people to be steel-spined to stop this nonsense.
Well, you know, last week, I believe it was last Tuesday or Monday, I don't remember which night it was, I had a Pastor Arthur Pulaski on from Canada, Alberta, Canada. He wouldn't say church. As a matter of fact, he literally ran the health inspectors and the cops out of his church. Literally ran them out. I mean, literally ran them out of the church.
Wonderful man.
And he was arrested this past Saturday. On his way home from church, they stopped him and pulled him alongside the road, arrested him and the guy with him. So right now, Pastor Arthur is in prison as we speak. So, folks, the man is taking a stand, just like Pastor Coates did out of Canada. Now, this is happening in Canada. That's true. But Pastor Brown in Florida went to jail almost immediately after this whole thing started. I had him on, at our Bible study this past weekend. He spoke to us a weekend before last and shared his testimony. He'll be in the program sometime in the near future sharing his testimony. But these men went to jail knowing they were going to go to jail because they didn't obey Caesar. But Pastor Paleski come from a communist country called Poland, escaped from there. And so did a pastor from Florida, Pastor Brown, come out of South Africa, escaped from that communist country, and come to Canada and America and are facing the same things here. As Alan said, if enough people would stand, folks, it wouldn't take the whole country. It would take a few hundred thousand determined people to say, no, we're not going down that road any longer. We're not going to do it. But, Alan, we have set by, as a whole, as a nation, not meaning that we didn't do anything, but as a whole, under our watch, they've slaughtered nearly 100 million babies. They've turned sexual perverts loose on our children in their schools, and they're running the streets and changing and perverting their children's minds and hearts enough to take them to hell. Now some of the so-called denominations, like the Methodist Church, the Church of Christ, and soon the Southern Baptists, are now saying it's okay to be a homosexual, and that's where we're headed. I mean, they are doing it right now. I mean, the local Methodist Church here in a little town called Nettie, West Virginia, where I live, split over homosexuality. I never thought I'd live to see a day when a church that says they believe the Word of God could ever say this is normal. But this is what's happened to the country because most people, most men are effeminate wimps and too cowardly to stand. I appreciate your pastor, Gabe, who wouldn't close his church down. I appreciate every pastor, Pastor Brown, Pastor Paleski. I appreciate their spiritual backbone. It's lacking in America today. Big time lacking in America today. Millions go to church, brother. Call themselves and cry, Lord, Lord, but Christ said, Matthew 7, I don't know you. Depart from me. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. You'll do my will. And closing down the church is not God's will, is it?
No, it isn't. You said a few hundred thousand, Pastor Bush. I want to make it even smaller, if I may, because right there in the first chapter of Genesis, individuality is spoken of, the importance of each one of us being made the likeness of God. And it really, I don't need my neighbor to agree with me. I don't need my neighbor to be there to have my back. It helps. It sure helps, no question about that. But honestly, if I have no question about this, if you know how to say no to that face mask, if you can say no to that face mask every single time, you can say no to that vaccine. You can say no to whatever nonsense they throw at you. You're building the exact same muscles. And a lot of people, they've been laying in bed comfortably because government said some years ago, go to your room. We've got this. And a lot of people have been resting on their liberties, and we've lost them slowly. But there have been people who've stood up and said, no, I will not put up with this. In their own lives, they've been building these muscles 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. Some of us right now, we've been given a gift. 2020, there was great evil, but God can make this into a gift for us. This can be a gift for us. We can look at this face mask, these face mask mandates. We can build these muscles. We can be ready for the next evil to come our way.
Well, I've often said many, many times that the trials of life either make you bitter or better. They either make you or break you. It's just that easy. They make you bitter or better. Make you or break you. The choice is yours. And it's like going through an obstacle course. The more you do it, the easier it gets. Folks, I'm not saying anybody looks forward to being persecuted, prosecuted, anything else. I'm not saying that. That's insane. No one looked forward to that. Even Christ didn't. He said, I don't want to do this, Father. Any way I can do this, I don't want to do it this way. But he's willing to do it. That's the difference. If going to prison for standing for truth is what it boils down to, that you must do to glorify our Father in heaven, then don't be ashamed and don't be afraid. I'm not saying you're going to like it. No one said you had to like it. Paul didn't like it when he was being whipped and stoned. He didn't like it. I'm sure that the disciples that was sawn in two and killed with the sword and burnt and boiled in hot oil, I don't think they liked it. But they did it because they knew that it was their Father's will for them to stand for the truth, and they changed the world. We're not asking to change the whole world. Just stand for your children's sake, your grandchildren's sake. And in my case, come this October, great-grandchild's sake. Stand for the truth, for the sake of the, for the glory of the, for the glory of God, and sake of the children. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. I've been on the radio a long time and preaching for 40 years, and I watched the nation slowly turn from God more and more with each administration. No matter who was in, he got further and further away. Now, maybe not as fast with some, but it did anyway. And the people become more quiet, more silent, and complied because they thought it was the easy way to go. But compliance is agreement. That's what it boils down to. Anything else you want to say? We'll take a phone call in a minute. Anything else you want to say?
Oh, absolutely. Before we move too far from cancel culture, there's a doctor out there. She happened to come to our church 2 weeks ago, and I have no question that God brought her there the way it came together. And her name's Simone Gold. She runs a group, America's Frontline Doctors, and she's been saying things about preventative, like hydroxychloroquine, and she's been saying things about face masks, and she's really put her neck on the line as a doctor, and she is the most canceled doctor of 2020. And Dr. Simone Gold, she's going door-to-door giving talks. She is not getting silenced. Not because people don't want to silence her. They want to silence her very much. She's very inconvenienced the narrative. Demonic forces have come against her, but she refuses to be silenced. She refuses to sit down. She refuses to back down, and that's what we have to be. We can't believe this narrative that if we stick our necks out, we're going to get silenced, so we better quiet down. That's not what we can believe. We have to stick our necks out. Now is the time we must do this. No one is speaking truth if we're not speaking truth.
Amen. Amen. And lies, obviously, lies are like weeds. They spread faster than the truth. Weeds spread faster than our crops. But our job is to pull up the weeds and speak the truth. Folks, that is our job. That's what we're here for. We're not here to get rich. If you do, that's fine. But that's not our goal. Our goal is to glorify our Father and how we rear our children, take care of our homes, speak the truth no matter where we are, no matter what the cost. That's our job. Let's go to Jerry in Ohio. Jerry, welcome. Come on in.
Hey, Pastor Butch. Wonderful show tonight, brother.
Thank you.
I just wanted to make a few quick comments, and then I'll let you go so you can get some more calls in. Hey, you know, Jesus told us in the end days that many would be offended.
Yes.
And that they would hate one another, and they would betray one another. And that's exactly what we're seeing now. We're seeing just this hate, this spirit of Antichrist just spreading across the world, and everybody's offended, and you got all these groups. They want the government to make us accept them. They want the government to make us like them. And if you're a true Christian, you're going to offend many. The whole world will hate you, Jesus said.
That's what he said. He said the world loves you, none of his.
Jesus said, the world hated me, and they will hate you. And that's what I tell people. I tell people, you can't be loved by everybody and do God's work.
No way.
If you're a true Christian, the world will hate you, and you will offend many, many, many people.
Well, I've always said, you can tell. You always heard those saying, you can tell a man by his friends, you can also tell a man by his enemies.
That's right.
If we are friends with the world, then we're an enemy of God. That's what the scripture tells us, folks. And I'm not saying that I don't enjoy. I enjoy where I live out here in the country. I love my family. I enjoy these things that are in the world. But I'm not of this world. My kingdom is with my Father in heaven. And according to Philippians chapter 4, and my mind, I think verse 20, it says, I'm a citizen of heaven. So that's where my mind is. My duty is first to my king. And Caesar is not my king. Go ahead, Jerry.
You know, Pastor Butch, that's what I tell people. We're citizens. We're strangers passing through in this land. We're not to get caught up in this Democrat stuff and this Republican stuff. Jesus said to come out of her, my people. We have to come out of this. We have to shed that stuff away from us. We can't belong to the system and say that we're coming out of the system. We have to cut ties with this system, spiritually, mentally, and physically. And when they bring about this this mark of the beast, this truly is the phase one of the mark of the beast. When they start putting the microchips into people's hands and telling them they can't work unless they have that chip, that's going to be the true test. That's going to be the snare, brother. That's going to be the snare that's going to capture the whole world.
Well, you know, and as you saw the teaching did from the mass to the mark, we've been falling into this category for a long time. You know that. We followed the rules, get along. You know that for a long, long time. This will be the final deception Satan brings on us.
And those are two wonderful DVDs, The Mass to the Mark and The Mark of the Beast. Those are wonderful, brother. And
well,
I
thank
tell you,
you
what, they will truly awaken people. They will truly awaken people if they'll sit down and watch that. They'll see exactly how we have been manipulated over the years, manipulated into this beast system.
Amen. One little step at a time. Any comments, Alan?
It was, I simply think it doesn't even come down to the chip. We have to be saying no right now.
Amen.
That's the only
Amen.
Thing I would say. There must be no waiting. We must not comply with anything that's being proposed right now. The devil is lying to us as the devil, it's what he does. And we should not be surprised when CNN lies to us. We shouldn't be surprised when Fauci lies to us. And they're lying. We must not comply with any of this nonsense.
You've never seen the video I did from the Mass to the Mark, have you, Alan?
Not yet.
Well, if you remind me, I'll send you a copy, okay? If you remind me, I'll send you a copy. I'll call you when I go off the air here in a minute, and I'll get you, give me my address, and you give me yours, and I'll send you a copy of that. Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, hey, God bless you guys. Keep up the good work. We're truly in this for the long haul. We got to put on that armor of God, and we got to go into battle every single day.
Amen. Amen. Good call. Thank you, Jerry.
God bless you.
You
God bless
too,
you, brother.
And
we love you.
God bless you. And I tell you what, just text me address, Alan, if you would, and I'll send a copy of that, and I'll send my address too, because I want you to get a copy if you'd like to see it. I think it's important because you said it right on the money. We have been caught in this mess, enticed into this mess with every type of government handout and promise that they could give us, and we fell right through it. It's amazing. Anyway, let's go next to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Hello, Pastor. God
Hello.
Bless everybody. I assume you've been watching the news, and you've seen how badly Israel is now fighting against
Oh, yes.
Hamas. But and you've seen that pipeline was shut off. Well, there's already reports that stations are running out of gas all along the East Coast. Airlines are running out of gas. They may not be able to deliver your packages, Pastor, because they're now saying that they don't have gas for the trucks.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise
so
me.
So everybody be patient. If you don't get your and order this stuff, because if you haven't seen The Mark of the Beast, if you haven't seen his or if you haven't got his book, on how we, on all the way back to colonial times, how they've been hurting us towards where we are now.
Yes. Yes.
Get that one. You know, and everything he's got, just order it. I've got a lot of it. I watch it. And if you're in Iowa and you want to see this stuff, give the pastor a call. If you're close to me, we can arrange. If you can't get yours, I can loan you mine.
Well, that's fair enough.
Somehow we got to get this word out more and more and more. And I don't know if you saw the one I sent you on those babies.
I did.
What they're doing with them. They're cremating them.
Yep.
And giving them to people.
In capsules. I've already sent that out to my list. A lot of people already got it.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Jan.
You're welcome, and God bless. And God bless you, Pastor, for all you're doing out there in California. But I think I'd have to leave because the worst is coming. There's more coming. I go where God sends me. I was
Amen.
In North Carolina. I had a brand new house, everything. And God told me, you want to go back. And I left and came back. And I
Okay,
Jan. The kids are in there now.
Amen. Well, God bless you for calling, Jan. Thank you so much. Thank you, sweetheart. Faithful, always faithful, folks. The number again is 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And if you haven't seen the video, I'd seen the video, did a 2-4-hour-long video from the Master of the Mark, I suggest you get it. That's all I'm doing is offer it. I know that Jerry in Ohio has been making copies sent to his friends. It's not because I did it, folks. And not at all. It comes from the Word of God and facts and truth to show how we're getting to where we are. I never thought I'd live to see a day, Alan, when I would see two men getting married, two women getting married, adopting children, and the law upholding it. I never thought I'd see the day when the people will cower down and wear foolishness and wear masks on their face, mouth diapers on their face, be out of fear. I never thought I'd live to see that in America, but I did.
It's been a special time that... You would have asked me a year ago if I wanted people to be separated the way they've been separated. I would have said no, but I've been glad to live through this period of separation and to see more people for who they really are. That's been a gift of 2020, if you ask me.
Amen. Well, Christ said, I will purge my floor. He's purging the floor right now, folks. It's not going to be hard to tell the hypocrites from the true believers. Look around you. See who's following Christ and who's following man. That's an easy separation. That's not hard to figure out. Do you think they crucified Christ because they liked him? Do you think they martyred Paul and killed Peter and James? Do you think they did it because they obeyed Caesar and everybody loved them? Of course not. Peter said in Acts chapter 5, verse 20, I'll obey God over men every time. This is what we're facing today. You're going to choose who you're going to serve. Just that easy. Just that easy. All right, let's go now to Jeff in Canada. Jeff, come on in. Welcome.
Hi. How's it going?
Good.
The guest is very interesting. Up here we have also this mask thing, but of course we have a thing here. It says, mask or face mask required, blah, blah. I've never worn one. And then it says, exemptions include people who cannot wear a mask for medical reasons, children are two. Those who require accommodation in accordance to the Ontario Human Rights Act, no proof of exemption is required. Proof of exemption is not required. So I don't wear one. And I walk in, and most of the time, I've had a couple of people I've had to dress down, but only a couple. And most of the people I walk through, and they don't even say anything to me anymore because they know who I am, they're not going to wear it. That's the end of it. So I haven't had any problem, but people still do it. It's pretty discouraging, but it won't be a majority of people who stop this. It's always a minority. So anybody who's waiting for, you know, more than 50%, that'll never happen. That didn't happen in the American Revolution. That never happens in any situation like this. And the churches here are terrible. And even some of these people online, I won't mention him, but he's pretty well known. Maybe I could mention him. True News. He goes on, I'm watching this thing back in February and January, you know, back when this thing before it came over here. And they have all this stuff in Wuhan and all the people screaming and all the people being welded in and all this stuff is all garbage. Nothing comes out of Red China that they don't want to come out. And this guy, this character fell for it, hook, line, and sinker, and closed his church. And he's always coming back with all these things. Well, I did a prophecy back in 2006 where he said what? But he never proves it. Fake. Sick and tired of fake pastors giving fake prophecy. If you're not in the Old Testament, your name isn't Jeremiah or whatever, I don't want to hear any prophecies from you, okay? And if you came out with a prophecy and a fist came down and said there's not going to be any coins in November, it doesn't happen, that's a fake prophecy. You need to repent of it. You need to come clean, okay? Those people need to come clean. Just if you don't know that it is true, don't do it. Because you know what? There's a very bad ending for people who are false prophets. That is a warning from the Bible. I want to hear this stuff. Okay?
Amen.
These sorts of things really. But the churches here are useless. Almost all, 90, except for the ones you mentioned, of course, James Coates and a handful of them. Other than that, they are worthless. In fact, they're worse. Then they are as bad as the politicians made them. Where they open their churches, or they encourage people to take these deadly vaccines.
Huh? Well, you know, these are false prophets that you're talking about, even in the churches.
Totally.
These are false teachers.
About Franklin Graham, just like his father, just like his burning in hell father, Billy Graham. Okay, the guy who said that Muslims or else is going to be in heaven. It's false. It's fake.
Well. Again, these are false teachers.
I'll tell you what, there is so much fake in a lot of churches and preachers out there, it's unbelievable. I can't believe it.
It is using the fake
name of God, saying Yeshua, when the name is Jesus. There's one name by which you're to be saved. Jesus, one, not two. There was no Yeshua until the 1800s. It was a fake name. The Hebrew language was a dead language from 200 A.D. until it was revived in the 1800s. Why would we believe a bunch of these, and I think they're fake, messianic Judaizers for the name of Jesus? Jesus of Nazareth, period.
Yeah,
all other names are
I know what
fake.
You're saying. Jeff, I hate to cut you off. We're in our time.
Okay.
Good points. Good call. Thank you. And, and folks,
these
churches that are open, you're welcome. The churches that are open, that are saying get the shots, believe me, these are false teachers. They're wolves in sheep's clothing. Beware. We're down about the last 2 or 2.5 minutes. Alan, what do you want to say in closing?
Oh, I love what Jeff in Canada was saying. That's a man who's taking risks. And
amen.
That's what we all have to do. We have to be taking those risks. And he talks about the majority. The majority's not going to come to save us. There's a Russian word that means he who is in the majority. I bet you won't even believe me when I say it. The Russian word for he who is in the majority is Bolshevik. Bolshevik, majority. Bolsheviks are in the majority. That's some communist nonsense to worry about the majority. The majority doesn't matter. The majority matters because you need to figure out who the dog catcher is going to be. And when you have reasonable-sized government, it doesn't matter who the dog catcher is, really. It can be this neighbor or that neighbor. As long as the government's in control, it doesn't matter who wins. So what we have here, what Jeff has described, is not tyranny yet. It's not tyranny yet. These laws have these giant loopholes in them. All we have to do is step through them. We just have to stand up and say, I'm not going to wear the mask because I can't wear it safely. I'm unable to wear a face mask safely. If you can say that, if you can pick up the phone and say that, that's what my book is about, Face Masks in One Lesson. That's what I write about when I send out my newsletters from realstevo.com. I just want you to go out there and say, I'm unable to wear a face mask safely. What can you do for me? Or
amen.
If someone gives
amen.
You a hard time, I'm unable to wear a face mask safely. That's what I'd love.
Amen. Well, that's very true. By the way, I just text you my address. Send me the information on a couple of your books. I'll see what I can do with those, and I'm going to send you the teaching I did on from the Master to the Mark. I think you enjoy it. Should be on the way here by the end of the week. And I hope you do enjoy it. And I want to thank you for joining us tonight, Alan. I know you're a busy fella. You tell your pastor I'll be calling him sometime soon, too.
It has been a joy to be with you and your listeners, Pastor Butch. Thank you so much for your work. The media needs more Butch right now.
Well, I'm just an old hillbilly preacher. Do the best I can and for the glory of God. And thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk to you soon again, but do text me your address, please, okay? Okay, I guess you're going. All right. Folks, you love me. The grace of God. See you tomorrow night with Glenn Parnum. You know he's always a handful, so you enjoy that, I'm sure. I'll see you then. Good night.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.